In this session, we shall look at the special rules which enable us to calculate capital gains on the disposal of chattels. The term chattel means tangible, movable property, that is, assets which can be seen, touched, and moved. This will include assets such as paintings, antiques, racehorses, and computers. Assets such as buildings, pieces of land, leases, or shares are not chattels because they cannot be seen, touched, and moved. For instance, land and buildings are not movable assets, and assets such as leases and shares are intangible assets, i.e., they cannot be physically seen or touched. At this point, it is also worth us defining the term wasting chattels. A wasting chattel is a chattel with a predictable useful life not exceeding 50 years. Examples of wasting chattels will be racehorses, computers, or pieces of plant or machinery. The revenue also regard assets such as clocks and watches as machinery for capital gains tax purposes. This means that an asset such as an antique grandfather clock will be regarded as a wasting asset for CGT purposes, as it falls within the definition of a machine. The reason we need to define this term wasting chattel is because such assets are exempt for CGT purposes. This means that if a taxpayer buys a racehorse, which turns out to be successful, and who subsequently sells it at a substantial capital gain, that gain is exempt from CGT because it is a gain on the sale of a wasting chattel. There is one instance when wasting chattels are not exempt from CGT. Wasting chattels will be chargeable to CGT if they are used in a trade and capital allowances have been claimed on them. Therefore, if a taxpayer makes a gain on the sale of a computer or a piece of machinery which has been used in his trade, the gain is a chargeable gain because the trader would have claimed capital allowances on those assets. Capital allowances will be covered in detail in the business tax section of your course. For the remainder of this session, we shall concentrate on calculating capital gains on disposals of non-wasting chattels. A non-wasting chattel is tangible, movable property that will last for more than 50 years. That is, assets such as paintings, antiques, and jewellery, etc. The first rule to consider in relation to non-wasting chattels is the £6,000 rule. If a non-wasting chattel is sold and proceeds of sale are less than or equal to £6,000, any resulting capital gain is exempt from CGT. As mentioned before, an example of a non-wasting chattel will be a painting or an antique. So by way of a quick example, let us take a painting which is sold for £5,600. The painting was bought for £200, giving the vendor a capital profit of £5,400. Because this is a gain on the sale of a non-wasting chattel, and the disposal proceeds do not exceed £6,000, the gain of £5,400 will not be charged to CGT. Remember that certain assets are always exempt from capital gains tax, regardless of the disposal proceeds. These assets will include cars or decorations for valour, etc. The next chattels rule to look at is the special rule in relation to capital losses. Again, let us take a non-wasting chattel, such as a painting or antique, which is sold and realises disposal proceeds of less than £6,000. This time, let us assume that a loss arises. To calculate the allowable loss for CGT purposes, the rules assume that the taxpayer has sold the non-wasting chattel for exactly £6,000. This means that we are pretending that gross disposal proceeds are £6,000. Again, let us illustrate this with a simple example. Let us assume that a taxpayer sells a painting for £4,000 and after incurring expenses of sale of £400, he is left with net proceeds of £3,600. The taxpayer paid £8,000 for the painting, which means he will have a loss of £4,400. This is his actual cash loss. However, for CGT purposes, in order to calculate the allowable loss, we must assume that gross proceeds were £6,000. After deducting selling expenses, the net deemed proceeds are £5,600. As the painting cost £8,000, the allowable loss for CGT purposes is £2,400. It is this loss of £2,400 which can be set against other gains in the same year or carried forward in the normal way. Note here that the application of this £6,000 rule cannot turn a loss into a gain. This means that if an asset is sold for less than £6,000 and a loss arises, the taxpayer will be left with neither a gain nor a loss. That is, his gain or loss will be zero. The final special rule to look at in relation to chattels is the five-thirds rule. You need to consider the five-thirds rule if a non-wasting chattel is sold and disposal proceeds exceed £6,000, but the original acquisition cost was less than £6,000. The first thing to do is to calculate the chargeable gain in the normal way, i.e. proceeds less original cost to give the gain. However, the rules say that this chargeable gain cannot exceed the gain using the formula that should now have appeared on your screen. This formula is 5 over 3 multiplied by gross proceeds in excess of £6,000. You'll notice that in the bracket we have specifically used gross proceeds, which means proceeds before any expenses have been deducted. This means that when calculating the gain on the sale of a chattel where proceeds exceed £6,000, but original cost was less than £6,000, we need to do two computations. The first computation calculates the gain in the normal way, whilst the second computation calculates the gain using the 5 over 3 rule. Having calculated two capital gains, the lower of these will be the gain. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. Let us take a taxpayer called Tom, who sells an antique vase. Tom inherited the vase on the death of his uncle in April 1991. The value of the vase in April 1991, we call this the probate value, was £3,000. Tom sold the vase in February 2011 for gross proceeds of £8,400. Tom incurred expenses of sale of £300. Our requirement here is to calculate Tom's capital gain. We will first calculate the capital gain in the usual way. Gross proceeds here are £8,400, but after deducting the expenses, Tom is left with net proceeds of £8,100. Tom's base cost for CGT purposes is £3,000. When a taxpayer inherits an asset on the death of another person, he is deemed to have acquired it at its value at the date of death. We call this the probate value. Tom's gain, calculated using the normal rules, is therefore £5,100. As we are dealing with the sale of a non-wasting chattel, where proceeds are more than £6,000, but acquisition cost was less than £6,000, we need to apply the 5 over 3 rule. We therefore need to do an alternative computation. Here we take gross proceeds of £8,400, deduct £6,000, and multiply the resulting figure by 5 divided by 3. Note here we always use gross proceeds, i.e. before any expenses of sale have been deducted. This alternative computation produces a capital gain of £4,000. We take the lower of these two gains, being £4,000. This is Tom's chargeable gain. Note, we only use the 5 over 3 rule where the asset originally cost less than £6,000. If an asset is bought and sold for more than £6,000, we simply calculate the gain in the normal way by taking proceeds less cost. The final thing to be discussed in this session is how to calculate gains on disposals of plant and machinery. If a taxpayer uses plant and machinery in his business, he can claim capital allowances on the cost of those particular pieces of plant and machinery. Capital allowances are essentially the revenue's way of giving a trader relief for the depreciation of machinery used in his business. The in revenue will always regard plant and machinery as having a useful life of less than 50 years, so such assets will always be treated as wasting assets. We know that wasting chattels are exempt assets for CGT purposes, but there is an important exception to this general rule. Where a taxpayer makes a gain on an asset on which capital allowances were claimed, that gain is a chargeable gain for CGT purposes. As such, to calculate the capital gain, we simply use normal CGT rules. If the particular piece of plant and machinery satisfies the definition of a chattel, that is, it can be seen, touched, and moved, we would calculate the capital gain using the chattels rules we've just discussed. You should note that plant and machinery will not necessarily be a chattel. Some pieces of plant and machinery are immovable and will not satisfy the definition of a chattel. If a trader sells a machine and makes a loss, that loss will not be allowable for capital gains tax purposes. This is because the trader will already have received relief by way of a capital allowance. As we mentioned before, capital allowances compensate the trader for the depreciation of his plant and machinery. So if he can claim a capital loss as well, this loss would effectively have been double counted. If an individual sells a machine that did not qualify for capital allowances, the individual will be making a gain or loss on a wasting asset. If the machine is movable, it will be treated as a wasting chattel and any gains or losses will be exempt. When a machine has been used only partly for business purposes, two gains must be calculated with proceeds and cost apportioned to reflect business and non-business use. Let us illustrate this by way of an example. Cameron bought a machine in May 2001 for £5,000. We're told that Cameron uses the machine 80% of the time for business purposes and 20% of the time for non-business purposes. This tells us that Cameron can claim capital allowances on 80% of the cost of the machinery, but he cannot claim capital allowances on the remaining 20%. As a general principle, only assets used for business purposes will qualify for capital allowances. Cameron sells the machine for £10,000. Our requirement is to calculate Cameron's chargeable gain. The first thing we need to do is to split the gain into business and non-business parts. As Cameron sold the machine for £10,000, you will see that business proceeds are £8,000 and non-business proceeds are £2,000. We do a similar apportionment of cost to leave us with business and non-business costs of £4,000 and £1,000 respectively. This gives Cameron a gain on a business asset of £4,000 and a gain on a non-business asset of £1,000. What Cameron has sold here is a wasting chattel, that is, tangible, movable property with a useful life of less than 50 years. We know that wasting chattels are exempt from CGT unless capital allowances have been claimed. Therefore, the business gain of £4,000 is a chargeable gain, as capital allowances have been claimed on 80% of Cameron's expenditure. However, the non-business gain of £1,000 is exempt, because capital allowances have not been claimed on the non-business element. Cameron's chargeable gain is therefore £4,000. There is still one final calculation to perform. Cameron has bought a chattel for £4,000 and sold it for £8,000. We therefore need to consider the 5/3 rule. The alternative computation takes gross proceeds of £8,000, deducts £6,000, and multiplies the excess by 5/3. This gives Cameron an alternative capital gain of £3,333. We take the lower of the two gains, being £3,333. This is Cameron's gain. This is quite a complex example, so you may at this point wish to go back and work through the example once more. Let us finish this session by having a go at one practice question. Let us first calculate Jason's allowable loss on the sale of the desk. The proceeds from the sale of the desk are £4,000. As this disposal will give rise to a loss, the special rules tell us that the gross proceeds for CGT purposes are deemed to be £6,000. Jason paid £7,000 for the desk in 1997, so he has an allowable loss of £1,000. Jason bought a manuscript in May 2005 and sold it in January 2011. Jason's capital gain will therefore be proceeds less cost, giving £8,000. As proceeds are more than £6,000 and cost is less than £6,000, we need to consider the 5/3 rule. Jason's capital gain on the manuscript is restricted to 5/3 of gross proceeds in excess of £6,000. Jason's capital gain on the manuscript will therefore be £5,000. We are asked for Jason's chargeable gains for the year. The loss of £1,000 on the desk can be set against the gain of £5,000 on the manuscript to produce total gains of £4,000. This concludes this session on wasting and non-wasting chattels.